Kesef Tal Vazami, the Pasuk says in this week's Parshas, Parshas Mishpatim, when you lend money to my nation, so I thought we would do a Shaila and Stucca. Someone came to Rav Zorbasim with the following question. He said, this guy Baruch was a very wealthy philanthropist, he was a very wealthy businessman, and he would secretly donate a lot of money to certain stuccos. He always made his donations in secret, and he didn't care about the honor. He didn't need the whole huff and puff and all the websites and all the covered. He didn't want anyone to know about it. All he wanted to do was purely help the poor people of Klal Yisrael. And his generosity was very, very, was pretty incredible. Baruch started to think, hey, maybe if I let people know what I'm doing, maybe that would cause them to want to give. Maybe I shouldn't be so humble. Maybe if they saw someone giving money, maybe they would also want to be able to give. Because at the end of the day, maybe he would influence others also to give. And then maybe he would help them also help them in their pursuit of the mitzvah of tzedakah. And we know the Gemara says in Baba Basra on Yudam and Aleph, the Tanya Rabbi Shimon Karcha Omer, Kom Amalam Inam Min Tzedakah Ki Lo Oved Avodas Kochamim. Someone who ignores the mitzvah of tzedakah is considered as if he worships idols. So maybe at the end of the day, if there, Baruch says there are a lot of people who don't do the mitzvah of tzedakah, maybe if I'm not helping showing them, maybe if they would see me do the mitzvah of tzedakah, maybe they would say, hey, you know what, this guy could give a certain amount of money, at least I could give this one. However, on the other hand, Baruch said to himself, maybe I shouldn't give up the special merit of giving in secret. Because another Gemara says in Testament Beis, that someone who gives tzedakah in secret is greater than even Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says in Testament Beis Bava Basra, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Gadol Ha'os Tzedakah B'Seis V'Yosim Moshe Rabbeinu. Someone who gives tzedakah in secrecy, in private, in its sneistic way, is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, and goes through different sukkim and how to prove that. So on one hand, should he give the charity publicly? Should he give the tzedakah in public that it'll cause other people now to be able to give tzedakah? Or should he hold back and keep it in secret? Because at the end of the day, maybe he would get extra kavod when he would start getting honored by giving tzedakah. So Rav Zilberstein answered a very, very pashut answer. He said he should 100% publicize his tzedakah. He says, the Gemara says, another Gemara about Baba Basra, our third Gemara Baba Basra, on Testament Aleph, says very famously, Omar Rabbi Elazar, Godo HaMaisa Yosir Mina Osa. The Gemara says there that those who help others are greater than those who give. Meaning, basically, if someone helps other people give tzedakah, they're greater than those who give. The Chachamim apply this to people to who the Chachamim apply this mitzvah to someone who helps the masses, someone who helps other people grow. Therefore, Zubrasin said, if Baruch has the ability now to be able to help other people grow in their mitzvah of tzedakah, he would be best advised to forget about the Indian of doing the mitzvah of tzedakah in secret. Forget about that. It's very, very good. But if he has the power to inspire others to be able to give tzedakah on their level, he has the opportunity to be able to do that. 100% he should. Another reason why is that at the end of the day, the people are going to start giving more donations. People start giving more tzedakah once they see, hey, did I give my maaser this year? This guy could give a certain amount of money. Maybe I can. Maybe they just don't know about it. Maybe they'll publicize the mitzvah and they'll cause other people to be able to give. So one, the first reason Rav Zilberstein says you should publicize it, because at the end of the day, you're going to help others. 1B is that not only you're going to help the people be mekayim their mitzvah, but you're going to help the poor people actually get more money. You're going to help the increase in their donations. And at the end of the day, Baruch neighbors, all the people who are going to be able to give those donations, they're also going to now get the mitzvah. They're going to get the mitzvah. So now it's threefold. Baruch is going to be able to help the people be able to do the mitzvah. He's going to help the poor people get more money. And at the end of the day, he's going to help other people be mekayim this mitzvah. For these reasons, Rav Zilberstein says Baruch should forego the inyan of doing the mitzvah of tzedakah in private, and he should help. He should make his tzedakah donations a public thing. Obviously, done in a very tzanua way, and not in a lavish and a showing off way. But he should publicize it, and that will cause other people to want to be able to do this mitzvah. Bez Hashem Yisbarach, should be zochet to always do mitzvahs in a very unovatic way, in a very modest, in a very pashut way. But at the end of the day, sometimes we have to put ourselves out on the line to help others be able to understand how great certain mitzvot are. If we see that our hanava is getting in the way of publicizing the certain mitzvah, we have to put our hanava on the way on the side and be able to publicize that inyan. Obviously done in a very modest way. there is an inya of doing things in secret and not telling every person what every little piece of your avodas Hashem. But if you feel like the klal to be able to benefit from your action, the best thing Rav Zilberstein said would be to be able to publicize that, and that would help them be mekayem their mitzvah. We should be zochah b'ez Hashem to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a modest and sincere way. Shkoyach.